The International Committee of the Red Cross has suspended humanitarian work in Afghanistan after six of its staff were killed yesterday in a suspected Islamic State ambush. The slain aid workers were ferrying supplies to communities in the country's north, cut off by heavy snow. South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
Six coffins lie outside Jozan Hospital in northern Afghanistan. Nearby, a bloodied four-wheel drive, clearly bearing the distinctive insignia of the International Committee for the Red Cross. In a video message on Twitter, the ICRC's Director General, Yves Dacour, was clearly outraged that the organisation with a 30-year history of impartial humanitarian assistance in Afghanistan would be targeted.
We just learned a few hours ago that we have lost colleagues in Afghanistan, and I must just say that seems first impossible. It was a region we knew very well. It's really very, very experienced colleagues.
Dominic Stillhart is the ICRC's Director of Operations and says the incident leaves the Red Cross little option.
As we speak, our operations are on hold indeed because we need to understand what exactly happened.
The organisation says its convoy, three drivers and five field officers, were on their way to deliver livestock materials to communities affected by recent heavy snowstorms when it was attacked by unknown armed men. The ICRC says the two remaining staff are unaccounted for. Jozan's governor and police chief say IS fighters are most likely responsible. But the ICRC's Dominic Stillhart says this area wasn't thought especially dangerous.
We do a lot to ensure the safety and security of our staff. And this particular part of the country with this particular road is one that we consider rather safe as it can get anywhere in Afghanistan.
The suspension of such vital humanitarian assistance could hardly have come at a worse time for Afghans, battling natural disaster on top of continuing violence. Dozens have died in avalanches from the recent snowstorms, and many communities are still isolated. On Tuesday, 22 people were killed and 40 injured in a suicide blast in the capital, Kabul, also claimed by IS. Dominic Stillhart again.
The humanitarian needs are enormous, and we are one of the few international organizations that continues to be present throughout the country. And therefore, we will, of course, do everything we can to maintain our humanitarian response.
The UN estimates 9.3 million Afghans, a third of the country's population, now need some form of help. But across ever-increasing parts of Afghanistan, few are willing or able to supply it. This is James Bennett for AM.